So Rabotai, in the sugya of Misasek, we began but didn't finish the Evan HaOzel, the Rosh Hashiva. So I'll tell you where we're up to, if you have the copy of the Evan HaOzel. John, you were able to get a copy for Harvey?
Great. Yes.
Excellent.
With great difficulty.
Oh, yeah. Is the machine is not behaving? Or?
No. Not the machine is behaving.
Okay. So we're looking for a paragraph that begins with the word omnom, if you can find such a paragraph. And we're not going to go through this paragraph again. We're going to really focus on the paragraph that starts Vehine Hatosfos, if you have such a paragraph. But towards the end of paragraph omnom, I just want to pull out one line so it'll give us a framework. He says, Mevur lehedja besugi deika trei dini de misasek.
Where is that?
So what you're looking for now, Harvey, is a paragraph that starts Vehine Atosfos. If somebody could help Harvey find that would be great. Vehine Atosfos.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So just to summarize, so we know what this paragraph Vehine is going to be about. The Rosh Hashiva establishes that there are two dinim of misasek. There is universal misasek and there is Shabbos misasek, which is called Moleches Machshavos misasek. Let's just review what those two dinim are. In the first case, we have what's called Niskayma Machshavta. So for example, he has one vegetable in front of him, and he mistakenly identifies that vegetable as being what? Tolish. No, mistakenly he thinks it's Tolish. And he goes and he cuts it, which means he violates Meleches Ktsira. He did it with his Asik, which means that he had a mistake about the identity of the object. He had no idea that he was involved in Ktsira, in cutting something that's growing. He thought he was cutting up something that's already detached. And even though it's Niskayma Machshavto, but since his Kavanah was L'shem Heter, therefore it's called Misasek. In Kol HaTor Kula, that would be the Ptur of Misasek derived from the Pasuk Ba. And therefore, for example, if he thinks that he's Shechting a Behemas Chulin, and it turns out to be Behemas Kodshim, he is Potter because of the universal principle of Ba Prat Limis Asik. He's mistaken about the identity of the object. He thinks it's Heter and not Isur. So that's category number one of Misasik. And again, to reemphasize, it's not related to Shabbos, because as far as Shabbos is concerned, this would not be a Misasik and could not be derived from the principle of Meleches Machshavos because of Niskayma Machshavto, which means that the object of his Melacha, which means this Yerek, was exactly as he had planned it. There was only one Yerek on the table. And then we have another category of Misasek, which is unique to Shabbos and derived from Meleches Machshavos, and that is the case where he has two Yerokos, both of which are, and he knows they are mechubar, but he decides to cut one of them, and it turns out that he cuts the other one. That's called lo niskayma machshavto. That would not be a ptur in Kol HaTor Kula derived from Ba. That's a unique ptur in Shabbos that's derived from Meleches Machshavos. The Rosh Hashiva, if you recall, had a big chiddush. He wanted to say that even Rashi, who insists over and over again in many different masechtas, that in the case of Misasek, he has two vegetables in front of him, and he made a double mistake. Number one, he thought the vegetable that he was cutting was Tolush. And number two, he didn't even cut the vegetable that he wanted, if you remember that Rashi. Comes along the Rosh Hashiva, and he says that even Rashi would agree that he would be potur under the law of Misasek, even in the case where he has one Yerek. And the reason for that is because on Shabbos we have a concept not of a Maisa, but of a Melacha. And if he thinks mistakenly that what he's about to chop up is Tolush, then he's not involved in Ktsir at all. In other words, even though it's a Maisa Chituch, which if you recall, that was the machlokus between Abai and Rava. Abai says, no, it's got to be Niskamin Lagbia, because if he had Kavana for Chituch, that already brings him, takes him out of the category of Misasik. He had Kavana for the Maisa. And then Rava went ahead and he said, no, even though he had Kavana's Chituch, it's still considered Misasik. It comes along Rosh Shiva and he says, well, the reason why it's Rava holds that it's not considered Kavanas HaMaisa here. No, it's even Rava agrees fundamentally to Abai's position that you need a Misasek that he doesn't have Kavanas HaMaisa, but Rava's Chiddush is that Chituch is not a Maisa Ktsira in the case of Tolsh, and therefore he didn't have Kavana for a Maisa Ktsira, although he had a Maisa Chituch but not a Maisa Ktsira. Okay. Now we're taking a look at the paragraph that starts Vehine. Let's just review the sugya in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hey Omen Aleph, and then the Kash of Tosis. The Gemara is talking about the case of Potseach Chilozon, in which he removes the dye from the Chilozon, but inadvertently he also removes what? Dam. So he's not interested in the dam, he's interested in the dye. There are two liquids floating around in this chilozon. And inadvertently he removes the dam. So the Gemara says, since he removes the dam, in addition to being chayav for meleches... Say it again? Right? So again, he, in addition to Mechayev for Meleches, Disha, okay, we're not going to get into that, the Gemara says he should be Mechayev for Meleches Netilas Neshama, because he's taking out the Dam from the Chilozon. So the Gemara says, well, we're talking about a case where the Chilozon is already dead, and Netilas Neshama doesn't apply if it's dead. And then the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tema Chai, even if it's still alive. And the Gemara says that he's not interested at all in taking out the dam. He has no benefit from the dam. And if he has no benefit from the dam and he's not miskaving for the dam, then he's not chai for removing the neshama, the dam. So the Gemara says, but ha'omar abai v'rova moder abshivim v'psik reisha v'lo yomus, meaning he might not be interested in the dam, but he knows that he's going to take out the dam, meaning it's physically impossible to remove the dye without removing the dam. And Rav Shimon, who holds Dovah Shein HaMiskavein, is potur. Nevertheless, he agrees that if it's psikreishi yachayu. So the Gemara says, shiny hocha, here it's different. In other words, even though it's a psikreishi, it'll still be potur. Why? The kol kama de ispe neshama tfei nichale. It's better for him if the chilozon remains alive. So what does that make it into? What kind of psikreishah does that make it into if he doesn't want to take the dam out because he wants the chilozon to remain alive? There, right, that becomes a psikreishah delo nichole. In any event, Tosfos asks the following kasha. And this you'll see outlined in the paragraph that starts Vehine. Okay? You have a copy of the nozzle, so we're in a paragraph called Vehine towards the end. Yeah. And he says the following. Hikshu alha, Tosfos asked the following question. Alha diyamar rav hatzad chilozon v'apotzein echayev mishum netilas neshama. Mishum denis asek hu etzel netilas neshama. Vehikshu harei bechovel holo be'inon meleches machsheves u'mekalkil bechabura chayev mishum delo beinon meleches machsheves is hachinami misasek chayev kedamina bekrisus daf yutesamid beis. The Gemara says hanach le chabura came in the mekalkil chayev is therefore misasek is also chayev. So it means that Tosfos learns this sugya of tzad chilozon v'potzo. The reason why you're not chayev in netilas neshama is because you were misasek. Tosfos says that he doesn't understand why misasek is going to be a relevant factor over here. Misasek is a relevant factor in 38 out of 39 malachas, but there's one malacha where misasek is irrelevant. And that is Meleches Netilas Neshama, otherwise called Meleches Chabura, because the Gemara says Mekalkel B'Chabura is Chayev, and if Mekalkel B'Chabura is Chayev, it means you don't require Meleches Machsheves. The basic halach of Meleches Machsheves establishes that you're potter for Kilkel, and in the case of Chovel, you're Chayev even though it's Mekalkel. It must mean that the Torah alleviates Meleches Chabura of the requirement of Meleches Machsheves, and that's why you're chayef for Kilkel. Tosa says the Gemara establishes increases if you're chayef for Mekalkel in the case of Chabur, then likewise you're chayef for Misasek. So now Tosa is assuming what kind of Misasek is the Gemara looking at in Masechta Shabbos. Remember, we have two categories of Misasek. We have universal Misasek, which is derived from Ba. And then we have Shabbos Misasek that's derived from Meleches Machsheves. Tosus, when he analyzes the sugya in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey, he does so from the perspective of which din of Misasek. Again, you're not following. Am I going too fast? Should I slow down? Where did I lose you? Again, Tosus asks the following kasha: how could the Gemara apply the Ptur of Misasek to Meleches Chovel, since Chovel does not have any requirement of Meleches Machsheves? Haraya Chovel is Chayiv even if it's what? Mekalkel. It's Mekalkel. Therefore, the Gemara says if there's no requirement of Meleches Machsheves, then there's no Ptur of Misasek. Right. And Tosus therefore asks, why does Gemara say that the reason why he's Potter for Netilas Neshama is because he's Misasek? Tosus says there's no Ptur Misasek with regard to Netilas Neshama, because Netilas Neshama is a Mekalkel and Yechaifa Misasek, there's no requirement of Meleches Machsheves. So I'm asking you, Rabosai, which, let me ask my question once more, you'll give me the answer. What category of Misasek is Tosfos using here when he analyzes this sugya of Misasek in the case of the Netilas Neshama in Potzeach Hilazon? Which Misasek is he looking at? The universal Misasek or the Shabbos Misasek?
Universal.
Shabbos.
But this is applying the Shabbos.
Again, he's saying that the reason why he doesn't understand the sugya is because how could the sugya say he's part of me did Misasek? There's no requirement to Meleches Machsheves. So which category of Misasek is Tosfos operating with?
Shabbos.
The Shabbos category. Comes along the Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Zalman, and he asks the following question. Dalmi Hochi. Even if there's no din of Meleches Machsheves with regard to Chovel, with regard to Netilas Neshama, forget about it. But let's look at it from the perspective of Shar Isurei Torah. And with regard to Kol Isurei Torah, we have a din of Ba Pratla Misasek. This case is a case of Misasek in Kol Torah Kula. Why? The unique category of Misasek in Shabbos has to do with someone who had a Kavanas Te'ein Ozu and he ended up with Te'ein Acheres. But if he didn't have Kavanah for the mice at all, That comes under the universal Misasek. For example, if a person thought he was being Magbia and he ended up cutting up something, so Agbah has no Kavanas Maisa Chituch. Or according to Rava, if he thought he was cutting this object and it was Talush and he turned out that he was cutting a different object, right? So he didn't have Kavanas Maisa. Therefore, the Ptur of Kol HaTorah Kula, universal Ptur Misasek applies, Ba Pratla Misasek. And, for example, if he were to eat what he thought was Shuman, and it turned out to be Chalev, then barring the principle of Shekein Dena, he would be Potter Midin, Ba Pratla Misasek, the universal Ptur Misasek. Says Rav Zalman, he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos is saying he should be Chayev in Meleches Chovel, Meleches Netilas Neshama, which is Chovel, because the Torah suspended the requirement of Meleches Machsheves in Chovel, and therefore Misasek is going to be Chayev. We don't need Meleches Machsheves. Let's apply the universal Ptur of Misasek. He didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa. He's trying to remove what? What's he trying to remove from the Chilazon?
The die.
He's not interested in removing the dam. So inadvertently, he does a different Maisa. That's called Misasek. Why does Tosfos insist that now he should be chayev from Misasek? Of course he'll be potter from Misasek. Not midin Meleches Machsheves, but midin ba prat la Misasek. Let's see it inside. He's That was b'misasek. The hikshu arei b'chovel halo b'inim aleches matsheves. Umekalkel b'chabura chayim mishum delo b'inim aleches matsheves v'chinami. Misasek chayim kinamir b'krisus. Ulefi divrei atosus b'shabes u'b'sanhedrin d'cholok u'din misasek. Meaning the universal misasik midin meleches machsheves and kain mali. Who cares? Why is Tosus upset about the fact that lo beina meleches machsheves with regard to chovel? We don't need meleches machsheves. Mikomakom, nevertheless, have a ptur de misasiku. We should still apply the universal principle of misasik. Lav dafka b'meleches shabbos el shel kol ha'isurim shebat Torah. V'shapim miftar midin misasik. So it's very fascinating. Whenever you see the p'tur of misasik, you could always apply one of two categories. Either the category of ba, the universal category of misasik, where you didn't have kavanis maisa, or you can apply the Shabbos p'tur of misasik b'toras meleches machsheves. And that would be because lo niskayim machshavto. Tosa says, who cares if lo niskayim machshavto and it's misasik? There's no requirement to meleches machsheves with regard to what? Chovel. Says Rav Zalman, I don't understand what Tosis is batting about. Okay, I can't pater him up midin misasik of meleches machsheves. I'll pater him up midin misasik of kol haTorah kula of ba, because he doesn't have kavanah for this maisa of taking out the dam. If he doesn't have any interest in taking out the dam, it happens inadvertently, so he's doing one maisa and another maisa happens. That's the misasik of kol haTorah kula. He wants to cut up tolush and he cuts up mechubar. Those are two different maisim, and therefore it's misasik. So Tosis is right. We can add apply the principle of misasik of Shabbos based on meleches machsheves because we're dealing with chovel, but we can apply, says the Rosh Hashiva, the universal p'tur of misasik that's derived from what?
Power.
That's derived from ba. This is the zayda of your Rosh Hashiva, by the way, right?
Yeah. That's right. Well, it's the Zaydian law, isn't it?
Let me get this straight.
It's the Zaydian law.
Wait, wasn't there an Amital married to Meltzer?
Yeah.
His grandfather. And then this, we're learning his grandfather. All right, we'll work it out after Shia.
That was the Amital who married the Meltzer.
No, I think his father, the Rashiva's father, married a Meltzer.
His father?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. His father was a... Rav Amital's father, I think, was a Rebbe in a Yeshiva Tichonit. I don't know, somewhere. I don't remember anymore. Anyway.
Okay. I thought this is white, but I may be wrong.
Whoever it is, he was a great Rosh Hashiva, and he asks a great kashi here.
So I had a question on that, because really, when you're talking about mitasek in terms of tolish and mechuba, these are two different maisim. But here you can argue that it's really the same maisim. What's the maisim? The dam and the nefesh are both from the same maisa of killing the chilazon. So it is the same maisa.
Well, no, we're assuming, again, I'm not a biologist here, so you'll have to ask the scientists, but what we're assuming is there are two things that you find inside a chilazon. They even have different colors.
And you don't need to kill him.
You don't need to kill him to get them.
Theoretically, if you were a professional and you knew how to do this, you could, the Gemara says at the end, it's a secretion, but theoretically, in the theoretical world, you could remove the dye without touching the dam. The Gemara says it's a secretion.
And without killing the chilazon.
Well, for sure, because the dam remains in the chilazon. In fact, as long as the dam remains within the chilazon, he's a very happy camper, because he has the dye, and the dye is of a better, superior quality, as long as the dam remains within the chilazon. What happens is he's pulling out the dye, and at the end he pulls out the dam as well. And the Gemara says that now he should be chayef for pulling out the dam and killing the chilazon. So Tosa says, but the Gemara says he's misasik, meaning he's not interested at all in pulling out the dam. So Tosa says, who cares? When it comes to dam, we have a principle that forget about meleches machsheves, you're chayev, even if there's no meleches machsheves, you're chayev even if you're makalkel. And therefore you're chayev even for misasik. That's Gemara in Masechta Krisus. So now, Rabbi Zalman asks, okay, I grant you, there's no p'tur of misasik that's derived from meleches machsheves. We have no right and no ability to apply that to Meleches Chovim. But what we can apply is the universal halacha of Misasik. That applies to Shabbos. Shabbos is lo garua mishari isuri Torah. It's not worse or better than any other isur, and therefore he's Misasik. Why? Because he's not interested in this mice.
And if they're two separate malachos, then
yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So now, let's take a look at his answer. V'nira Poshet. The next paragraph, V'nira Poshet. Somebody can show off in the place, V'nira Poshet.
V'nira Poshet.
Yeah, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. So take a look at this paragraph, V'nira Poshet. I just need 1 second of time to clear something in my mind. Just 1 second. Again, Tosis's kasha is, I'm just making the cheshbon again, that how can you apply the p'tur of Misasik since it's what? Since it's a case of Chovel, and a case of Chovel, there's no p'tur of Misasik. That was Tosis. I just want to say this before we see the next paragraph. Reb Chaim, I think, has an answer to Tosfos Kasha. Why? Because Reb Chaim would say, I think, Reb Chaim would say that the Gemara has in mind not Misasik, but what? Dovah Sheinu Miskavi.
Okay.
The Gemara asks, Mod Reb Shimon Psik Reisho. So the Gemara says that it's Lo Nichle. Why is it Lo Nichle? Kol Kama. The Isbe Meshama Tfei Nichale. He wants the Chilas to stay alive. Says Reb Chaim, Psik Reishas Lo Nichale has nothing to do with Meleches Machshavos. Reb Chaim says that once it's a Psik Reisha, it's already a Meleches Machshavos. He has Yediyah and he knows it's going to happen. That's called Meleches Machshavos. But rather, what does the Aruch have in mind when he says Lo Nichale? Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, according to Reb Shimon, which is a universal halacha, and that would apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. Just that we have a blockage here. How can you apply Dovah Sheinu Miskaven? After all, it is a psik reisha situation, and the psik reisha is going to undermine Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. The answer is because it's lo nichale. Once it's lo nichale, that undermines and neutralizes the psik reisha, and then we go back to what? Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, we have an answer to Tosfos Kasha. What does the Gemara mean when it says that that Potzea Chilazon is part of Netilas Neshama? It has nothing to do with Meleches Machshavos. On the contrary, we're out. As far as Meleches Machshavos, we're out. Not the way that Tosfos says we're out, because since Yechayev from Akalkil in Chovel, therefore Yechayev for Misasik. Forget about that. The reason why we cannot apply Meleches Machshavos here is simply because once it's a Psik Reisha, then there's no longer a Ptur of Meleches Machshavos. Why? Because Psik Reisha tells me that it's going to happen. And if it's going to happen, he has the idea. And if he has the idea, Savera, Yediyah Savalach, that itself, if so facto, makes it into what? Makes it into Meleches Machshavos. What the Gemara has in mind is the Shita Sa'aruch of what? Psik Reisha the Lo Nichale, and Psik Reisha Lo Nichale makes it into what? A Dover She'enu Miskaven, and that's a universal tour. So that's just for those who were with me on Reb Chaim. I think we have a fascinating answer to Tosfos Kasha according to Reb Chaim. V'nira Poshut.
Reb Chaim hold like the Aruch?
Reb Chaim says a Gevaldige Chiddush. I don't know if Rabbi, you were here when we discussed this. Reb Chaim says that Psik Reish Lo Nichle of the Aruch is a halach of Dover Sheinu Miskaven. It has nothing to do with Meleches Machshavos. In other words, God created two worlds. There's a world before Reb Chaim and the world after Reb Chaim. In the world before Reb Chaim, the Aruch was of the opinion that Psik Reish Lo Nichle is a Shabbos halach of Meleches Machshavos. After Reb Chaim, we understood that Psik Reish Lo Nichle the Aruch has nothing to do with Meleches Machshavos. Once it's a Psik Reisha, it's out. There's no Ptur of Meleches Machshavos, because Reb Chaim says, I don't want to go through this now, that Meleches Machshavos means you have to know it's going to happen. When it's a Dovah Shein HaMiskavim, you don't know if it's going to happen or not. There's no psik reisha. Then you can apply the p'tur of Maleches Makshevus. And that's going to apply even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in general that Dovah Shein HaMiskavim is chayv, but in Shabbos he's moda, as Tosis points out in a number of places of Shabbos. That's because since he doesn't know whether it's going to happen or not, there's no Maleches Makshevus. Once it's a psik reisha, that's an irreversible change, and you cannot apply the p'tur of Maleches Makshevus. He has an absolute yediyas ha-malacha, and that generates a chiyuv of Maleches Makshevus. But what did the Aruch have in mind? The Aruch had in mind that if it's lo nichale, it makes it into a Dovah Shein HaMiskavim.
Removes the psik reisha.
Correct. It removes the psik reisha as far as Dovah Shein HaMiskavim is concerned. It's not going to help you as far as Maleches Makshevus is concerned.
No.
Why? Because Rav Chaim understands that Dovah Shein HaMiskavim means, according to Rav Shimon, that we had another condition. It's not enough that you violated an Avera, and you knew you were violating an Avera. You have to want the Avera. That's what that was Kavana was all about. In the case of Lo Nichle, he doesn't want the Avera. If he doesn't want the Avera, he's part of the Kala Torah Kula. So that's why I say that when the Gemara establishes that in the case of Chilaza, you're not Chayav Achatos, it's not because of Maleches Makshevus. What the Gemara means, you're not Chayav Achatos here because of Rav Shimon's universal halacha of Dovah Shein HaMiskavim and applies Kala Torah Kula, and applies to Shabbos as well. I think we're asked, but it's a psik reisha situation. Okay, psik reisha, therefore forget about Maleches Makshevus. No p'tur of Maleches Makshevus. But nevertheless, if it's lo nichale, it becomes a Dovah Shein HaMiskavim.
And that's according to who?
According to Rav Shimon. No, only according to Rav Shimon. The Aruch is going according to Rav Shimon. So the fact that this sugya alleviates you from a karban chatas for removing the dam in the case of potseach ilazon, that could only be understood according to Reb Shimon, and that shouldn't bother you because the Gemara itself quotes Reb Shimon. The Gemara says moda Reb Shimon psik reisha. So you see, the Gemara is analyzing this from the perspective of a dovah shein HaMiskavim. Tosis, on the other hand, emphasizes that it's misasik. And if it's misasik, Tosfos doesn't have a clue as to how the Gemara could say that misasik applies to Maleches Chabura. In Maleches Chabura, there's no requirement of Maleches Makshevus, and therefore misasik is chayav. But if we substitute for misasik, Dovah Shein HaMiskavim, and the Gemara itself quotes the halacha of Reb Shimon, then what you have is a different problem. How could you say he's not miskaven for the dam if he knows the dam is going to come out? There's no way professionally of removing the dye without removing the dam. And therefore, Moda Rav Shimon Psik Reish Lo Yomus. The Gemara answers that he's not interested in taking out the dam. On the contrary, he wants the dam to stay within the Chilazon. That makes it an Aruch Sheet of a Psik Reish Lo Nichle. And Psik Reish Lo Nichle has nothing to do with Maleches Makshevus. That was the breakthrough of Rav Chaim. But let's see what the Rav Issa Zalman has to say. He says, "V'nira Poshut, the after kosav atosis, the miskavim lachtoch, also dover el sovershu tolish v'nimtzeshu mechubar, havi p'tur mishum misasek." Meaning, if he was mistaken about the identity of the object and he thought it was heter, it turned out to be isur. That's called misasek and called Torah Kula. That's what Tosa says. B'cholzos mishkaches la demiftav. Rak mishum Maleches Makshevus, there will be a situation in which the p'tur of misasik will not apply, and you have to invoke the p'tur of Maleches Makshevus. Behating the niskavim li oso dovesha osa el shalom niskavim li oso malacha. So here, Rabbi Zalman goes back to his original chiddush, and he wants to say that when does Tosfos say that his kavanah fitolush is a misasik situation? That's only when the kavanah fitolush sets up a different maisa entirely. Why does it set up a different maisa entirely? Again, let's review it. Because it's not ktsira. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you haven't forgotten. So since it's chituch without ktsira, that's when Tosfos would assume that you have a misasik in kol torkul. Again, this is Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer Lishitoso holds that misasik means that you didn't have kavana for the maisa. Now, what does that mean? You didn't have kavana for the maisa. So, lechora, in the case of Abaye, that makes absolute sense, because in Abaye's kavana, what was he interested in? Hagbah. But in Rav's frame of reference, Rav Zalman has a big chiddush. He's saying that even though he intended to be machatech, he took this yerek and he slices it into small pieces, that's exactly what he intended and that's exactly what he did. So l'chora, how can you apply misasik here and say he didn't have kavanas amaisa? He did have kavanas chituch, says Rav Issa Zalman, but that chituch is not chituch. Why? Because in Hilchos Shabbos, chituch is not the same as ktsira. Ktsira l'chud and chituch l'chud. And therefore, since he had in mind to be mechateich tolush, that's called chituch, but it's not called ktsira. And therefore, he didn't have kavana for ktsira. And if he didn't have kavana for ktsira, that makes him into a misasik. That's not going to help us here in the case of potseach ilazon. He says, in the case that is coming also, but I'm sorry, but hechi, we should start with the word hechi, okay? Hechi din is coming also at dover sha'asa, meaning if he had kavana for that very maisa that he did, el delon is coming also malacha kigon hatzad chilos. Let's take the case of sochlan damrina misasek uretz on the tils neshama. He says, there you can tell me that it was lonis kaima machshavto, meaning you could theoretically, if not for the fact that it's Meleches Chovil, you could theoretically apply the p'tur of Meleches Machshavos, because lonis kaima machshavto, right? He doesn't want to get the dam out. But you cannot apply the universal p'tur of ba of misasik. Why? Leko lemeftar hosam mi ba pratle misasik. Why? Because Dafka in his kavin latov tolish v'chotach mechubar or nimtzah mechubar shayach p'tura dahai misasek. You can apply the universal p'tura misasek. Why? That's Ravashita, right? Kevan delon is kavin klal le melacha, right? Instead of talking about chituk as a maisa, we're talking about melacha. He had no intention of melacha. The ene yodeh she'osas isura aval b'misasek b'netilis neshama. But in this case, where he's involved in netilis neshama, vade misasek b'isur hu. Definitely when he removes both, again, the Gemara says subsegratia, right? So what's happening here? Imagine there's a, I don't know, some sort of suction cup or a pipe or something, right? And he's extracting what? What's coming out in the pipe? What do you see in the pipe?
Dye.
You see both dye and what? The Gemara says, because of segregation. You see gum dam, right?
He sees dye and then
I'm just using it as a vision, Alan. Right. But what I'm saying is, he's extracting with one maisa both the dam and the dye of the chilazon. So Rav Yisrael Meltzer claims that in that case you can't say that he's misasik as far as the mice is concerned. You can tell me that lonis kaima machshavto, he would love for the dam to stay inside, and that should be a p'tur meleches machshavos, which is going to bother Tosis in the case of Chovil. But you cannot claim that we have the universal p'tur of ba, because what he's involved in is removing the dam. That's exactly what he's doing. Why? Because you cannot set, in other words, I guess it works like this. If I have a yerek, let's have two yerokos in front of me, right? One is growing and one is detached, is tolish. So here, we're allowed to say that cutting the one that is attached is called one maisa, we call it meleches ktsira, and cutting the one that's detached is another maisa. But supposing I collapse both into one maisa, in other words, at the same time that he's removing the dye, he's doing an action of sucking out the blood as well. So Mrs. Zalman claims that if such a case, the maisa that he's doing is the maisa of netilas neshama. The action that he's doing with full awareness is the action of netilas neshama. We have no maneuverability, and we have no luxury here to set up two different maisa and say, well, there's one maisa called chituch of Tolush, and there's another maisa of Chituch of Mechuba, where Chituch of Mechuba is called what? Ktsira, and that's different than Chituch. That you can do in the case of Rav of Niskavim Latov Satolush. But Rabbi Zalman claims that in this particular case, where he's involved in removing two different liquids from the body of the Chilazon, then he is Miskavim to Netilas Neshama. He's taking out the Dam. And that would only come under the specific p'tur of what? Meleches machshavos. Why? Because lo niskavim machshavto. He's not happy with the fact that as he's removing the dye, he's also removing the dam. That's something that he's not happy about. He's really wishing that the dam would stay inside the body of the chilazon. And that means it's lo niskavim machshavto. That's already a p'tur of meleches machshavos. Keep in mind, Rabbosai, that this Tosus is definitely against Reb Chaim. Why is this against Reb Chaim? I mean, Reb Chaim wouldn't be in his fault for that. But this Tosus is assuming that Meleches Machsheves applies even in the case, the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves should apply even in the case of Psik Reisha. Reb Chaim at that moment would yell and scream. If it's a Psik Reisha, there's no Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. Tosus wants to say, let me just finish out, that there is a Ptur of what? Of Meleches Machsheves, even despite the fact that it's a Psik Reisha. Tosus says, why? Because lo nichale, and if it's lo nichale, then we should apply the p'tur of misasik, which is a p'tur of meleches machsheves, because he's not at all interested in this. He has no desire. He has no ratzon. Tosa says if it's lo nichale, he doesn't have a ratzon. That calls in, activates the p'tur of what? Meleches machsheves. I have a zayfrek taisus, but there is no p'tur of meleches machsheves in meleches chovel. Good.
Yeah, but when it's lo nichale, that means that if it's lo nichale, then he's taking special precautions when it shouldn't happen. And if it happens after that, then it's not, then it's just lo miskaven.
Right. So I would say it's a dovr sheni miskaven, right. But the Tosis is learning that it's a p'tur of misasik, and Rabbi Zalman says that this is only the unique p'tur of misasik of meleches machsheves, and that's why Tosis objects to applying it to meleches chovel. And Rabbi Zalman is not willing to apply the universal, or I shouldn't say Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman is telling us that if you learn Tosis carefully, Tosis is unwilling to apply the universal principle of Misase and Pater Amav under the Halacha of Ba, even though he has no interest in taking out the Dam. So Lachori doesn't have Kavana for this Maisa. Says Rabbi Zalman, it's not a different Maisa. And if it's not a different Maisa, then the universal Ptur Misase could not apply. When can we apply the universal Ptur Misase? When you have two different Maisa, and he's not interested at all in the other Maisa. In the next paragraph, again, building on his whole Shtickle Torah, he has a problem with another Rambam. I forgot to bring the Rambam Hilchos Shgagos here, that's Sefer Karbanos. Maybe Yechiel, if you would mind at least getting it up on your screen, because I'm too lazy now at this hour to go ahead and get a Rambam Hilchos Shgagos. And if there's somebody here who wants to volunteer, you know, and doesn't mind, and do a little extra chesed on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. By the way, whenever I say I'm lazy, you shouldn't take that to mean take me literally. I don't mean I'm lazy. Adarabba, you should know that there's some. This is so typical of the Musa movement, but some of the Bali Musas say that they're opposed to this whole computer business, Yechiel. You know why? They want you to work to get this phone. Whole different Ashkafa. You know, we take pride in the fact that, if you can open up the Shkagas, if you don't mind, the Perek Beis, Halacha of Zion. We take pride in the fact that we have technology, and we have everything at our fingertips. So the Baal Musa, they want you to work hard. They want you to get up, and that's part of Amelus Vitorah, and have to go up to the Sperm Shank and find your safer. It's a little bit antithetical to our way of thinking.
No, because you don't want to do that, because when you don't find the safer there, because they didn't put it back, you get angry at the person.
Oh, I see. That's what they're worried about. They want you to avoid anger against those who don't put Svarim back.
Amitav was asked about the computers, and he says, how can you do without the ins to say the Reach HaSvarim?
Oh, the Reach HaSvarim, okay. Yeah, but you know, even that's already, you know, even the Reach HaSvarim is already something of the past, unless you're like a crazy collector like me. But if you're not, no Reach on this one, I'm telling you. Everything is brand new. Anyway, let me just read to you this Rambam Allen, and then I'll come back to you. I just want to get this down, because I'm really eager to get to the Prima Gadim. I have no clue what time it is, but I want to leave some time for the Prima Gadim. So the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says that in the case of Arayos and Macholos Asuris, even though he didn't have Kavona, he's Chayev Achatos, and that's going to be the principle of what? Shekein Nene. Ubishav is Pot. Keitzad, Hoy Misasikim Isha Ubala below Kavona Lebi'ila, Taharehi Erva Olov. Okay, that's going to be the case of of Arayos. So in Arayos, we're talking about a case where he didn't have Kavanas Be'ilah, so he didn't have Kavanas Maisa. Please keep that in mind. And then in the case of Macholas Asurus, how could you eat something without having Kavanas Maisa? Says the Rambam, Dima Shezeh Befiv Rok. Right, you remember the Sugi in Krisus? And he swallowed it. Below Kavanah L'Shem Achila Ba'olo. Varehu Chelet. So again, this would be the Rambam's portrayal of Misasek B'Kol HaTarkula, where he didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa, and nevertheless in Chalov and Arayis he's chayv because of the din of Shekein Men Areyu Chayv Chatos. Now, the Rambam at this point is going to make a transition to Hilchus Shabbos. And again, what we said before at the beginning of the Rambam is that although in Chalov and Arayis he's chayav in Misasek, in Shabbos he's part of Misasek. So what case do you imagine the Rambam is, if I would close, you know, cover over the next long, which I don't have to do because hopefully you don't have a Rambam in front of you, but what would you say is what do you anticipate is going to come around the bend? What case in Shabbos, right, Maleches Ktzira, that we've been discussing this whole time, what do you imagine, anticipate the Rambam is going to draw, what picture is he going to draw in front of us? That you're potter from Misasek in Shabbos.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about Maleches Ktzira, Abai, Rava, the whole sugi that we've been dealing with. Right? When are you going to be potter in Shabbos? Oh, this Tolosh and Mechuba. Listen to the Rambam's language. This is what Rabbi Zalman is going to point out. Niskavin lagbia es ha-tolosh, v'chotach es ha-mechuba b'lo kavona l'chaticha. In other words, the Rambam wants to get, Rambam wants to construct a case where he didn't have kavonas maisa. That makes him into a misasek. But in Shabbos, we don't have the problem of shekeinene, and therefore he's going to be potter in Shabbos. So the Rambam comes up with whose scenario, whose tziur? Abaye. That's very strange, because whenever we have Machlok Shin Abaye for Rava, what do we pass the like?
Most of the time.
Like Rava, right? Except the Al-Kagam. This is not one of the Al-Kagam. So why does the Rambam say this coming like Bias HaTolush, Bechotas HaMachub? The Rambam should have told me a bigger Kiddush, that even if it's coming Lachtoch es hatolush, not like bias hatolush, but lachtoch es hatolush, v'chotach es hamachubar, he should be potter.
Because he's quoting the way the Gemara quotes the case.
Well, no, the Gemara quotes both Abai and Rav, if you remember. I don't have the Gemara in front of me, but
that's right. So he's using Rav's interpretation of the case mentioned in the Gemara.
I'm not following you, Rabbi. I lost you on this. Again, there are two interpretations of the case of Misas.
Exactly.
There's Abai's interpretation and Rava's interpretation.
But there's only one statement in the Gemara.
So I'm not sure what you're referring to.
The Gemara is the Gemara doesn't say Chotach this. The Gemara uses the Lashon of Higbia.
I don't remember. I don't have. Does anybody want to pull out the Gemara?
It's Shabbos.
Oh, we have a Steinsaltz. That's even better.
Yeah.
It's an iron base, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. There's so many different sugyas that we're learning, but yeah, one of them is an iron base, and
that's sort of the
top. Yeah. So a bayor or chayev,
the
kol chavin.
What's the case?
No, it's chavin like bia to tolus.
It's chavin like bia.
No, next line.
Lachtoch et
tolus.
I know, but the loshim is like bia. That's what the machlokas abay and rov are talking about. But the Gemara itself uses the term Hagbiya, and that's what the Rambam does.
Right, the Gemara has both. I'm not sure what you mean. Doc, listen, Rabbi, could we take this up afterwards? I'll tell you what. I'm still hoping to get to the Prima Gadol today. All right. So the Rambam's. So, yeah. Do you have Rabbi Zalman here?
Yeah.
What paragraph are we up to? Are we up to Vihine?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Again, I'm just looking at the clock here. I'm trying to time myself. I'm jealous of my friend. I have a friend in America. Maybe you know him, Rabbi Yossi Adler.
Yeah.
So they say about Rabbi Yossi Adler that he has a shiur on Shabbos afternoon. I can't testify this is true, but they don't tell stories about me like this. And they say he has 42 minutes, and he always finishes exactly after 42 minutes. And the whole shiur. For the beginning, a middle, and an end. That's what you call planning a shiur. So I'm just trying to plan a shiur. Let me offer you the following possibility. Let's take this paragraph of Hine and leave it leave it for a moment. Maybe we'll come back to it. Let's take a look at the paragraph Umasha Kosov Haramba. Beperik Beis Mishkogos. You could add, as I did in my own handwriting, Halacha Zion. That's the Ram that we just read. Niskaving like Bias Hatolish Vechotas and Mechub below Kavona Lechatichot Potu Mishum de Blechas Makshevas Astil Choritzorch Im. The Af Beniskaving Lachtoch as Hatolish Potu. Kamosha Kosov Bilcha Shabbos. Now, basically, he's saying, why didn't the Ram tell me a bigger chiddush? We paskin like Rava, and therefore, even though he had a kavanas chituch, he's still potter in Shabbos, and that's called a ptur of misasik. So, if the Ram wants to establish that, whereas in Chalov and Arayis there is no ptur of misasik, in Shabbos there is, he should have told me the bigger chiddush, even in the case where he had kavanas chituch.
But the Ram does have the halach.
But where does he have that halacha in Hilchas Shabbos? Why didn't he quote it in Hilchas?
He does. In Shkogos halacha Yidalf in Perek Zayin.
Okay, so maybe we'll look in Perek Zayin. I don't know. I just want to get through this paragraph here without looking in Perek Zayin. You'll take a look at Perek Zayin. I promise you, Rabbi Salman knew about the Rambam in Perek Zayin. I can promise you. In any event, so he says the following, that the Kesef Mishnah asks his Kasha. And because of, he gives an answer which Rabbi Zalman is not happy about. The Kosov came, Mishum du Poshet Yosel Liftar. I don't know what he means by that. Anyway, Venira says Rabbi Zalman, to Mishum Shehizkir Mikodem Bechiv Dechalovim Varayas. Oh, he says the following. What the Rama wants to give us here are two parallel cases, one in Chalov and Varayas, one in Shabbos, one in which he is Chayev and the other in which he's Potter. Now, the Rambam is therefore looking for a common denominator between, on the one hand, Chalov Varayas, and on the other hand, Shabbos. Now, if we're going to look for a common denominator, what kind of misasik are we going to look for? Are we going to look for a misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula or a misasik in Shabbos? Do you follow the point here? The Rambam's goal here is to create a contrast. And he's going to say that in both cases we have misasik, and yet in one case, despite the misasik, you are chayev. In the other case, namely Shabbos, because of the misasik, you're potter. So he has to find the lowest common denominator of a misasik that would apply to what? To Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, therefore, the Rambam is going to maintain a uniform structure that would mirror both Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula and Misasik of Shabbos, and tell you the Chiddush that in Chalom Varayis, despite the fact that the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula applies, nevertheless he's Chayav. Now, in Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula, what do we need in order to apply the principle of Misasik? Correct? What's the basic element that makes you into a Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula? The fact that you had no kavanah for the Maisa. So therefore, the Ram had a problem here, because if, let's say, for example, he had in front of him Chelev and Shuman, and he accidentally ate the Chelev instead of the Shuman, would that be Misasik? Forget about Chikei Mena, would that be Misasik?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't be misasik, yeah, because he had kavanas achila. In other words, the only way he could set up misasik and call it tarkula is by saying he didn't have kavanas achila.
Right.
Now, if you're going to find the parallel in Meleches Ktzira and Shabbos, then he didn't have kavanas Ktzira. So it means that the Rambam is forced to introduce Abaye's scenario of what?
Agbah,
because the Rambam wants to create this mirror image over here. You're right. Halacha l'maisa, take a look at Hilchas Shabbos, and the Rambam is going to tell you that there's a p'tur of misasik in Shabbos, even if he had kavanas chituch. Correct? But the Rambam wants to create a scenario that mirrors the misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the whole purpose of the Rambam pedagogically is to teach us that although you have both in Shabbos a misasik and in Kol HaTorah Kula misasik, these two cases, these scenarios are mirror images one of the other, nevertheless in Kol HaTorah Kula, I shouldn't say Kol HaTorah Kula, I should say in Chalom Varayis, you'd be Chayav and in Shabbos you're Potter. So therefore, the Rambam looked for a mirror image of misasik in kol haTorah kula. Truth is that the Rambam would say you're potter in Shabbos in many, many other different scenarios, and those would be greater chidushim. And the p'tur of Shabbos is Melechus Vashevis and the whole 9 yards. But the Rambam is sticking to a much more limited chiddush in Shabbos because he wants to create a case that would parallel Chalavim Varayis. So in Chalavim Varayis, if the Rambam would have spoken about a case that parallels Tolush and Mechubar, that would not qualify as Misasik. Because Misasik in that category would be, let's say, if he has Shuman and Chalev, and he accidentally eats the Chalev, he had Kavanas Achila. That would not qualify as Misasik. In order to make him into a Misasik, he has to negate the Mais Achila. He didn't have Kavanas Achila. And in the case of Be'ila, he didn't have Kavanas for Be'ila. And the Rambam goes out of his way to point out that these cases in Be'ila and in Chalev are classical cases of Misasik. And from the perspective of Ba, we would apply the Ptur of Misasik. And the Rambam says, you have a problem here, Shekei Nene. So therefore the Rambam says, he didn't even realize he was swallowing anything. He didn't even have Kavanas Achila. And Bolo below Kavana. You know, he's got Chelev Roke in his mouth, and he swallows it. He thinks he's swallowing Roke, but he's not eating Chelev or drinking Chelev. And therefore he didn't have Kavanas Achila. In the case of Be'ila, he didn't have Kavanas Be'ila. So the Rambam says, I'm going to give you a case in Shabbos which mirror images that, and there was no Kavanas Maisa, and that would be Niskavein like Bias Atolish. The Rambam doesn't mean to limit the Ptur of Misasik in Shabbos to Niskavein like Bias Atolish. And elsewhere the Rambam is going to certainly say that you're Chayef that you're Potter even if you were Niskavein Lachtokas Atolish. And the reason for that is because the Rambam holds the Ptur of Melechus Machshavos, but the Rambam wants to hear. Again, let's go over Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman is saying that the purpose of this Rambam is not to define the scope of Misasik in Shabbos. That's not his goal at all. The Rambam is just trying to tell you that the Machayev of Shekein Nene, which applies to Chalom Varayis, doesn't apply in Shabbos. So therefore, what the Rambam wanted to do was, he wanted to create a case which fits the bill and the definition of Misasik in both Chalom Varayis and in Shabbos. And he's not coming to limit the Ptur of Misasik to that case. The Rambam is only quoting that case as a mirror image, as a parallel to the case where theoretically and logically we should have applied the Ptur of Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula, and we should have applied it to Chalom Varayis. He didn't have Kavanas HaMaisa. Again, he's not going into the whole Chiddush about Katsira and all that, you know, that he's leaving out at this point. He's just trying to show you that the Rambam pedagogically wanted to give you the most extreme case of Misasik, which should have potted you up in Kol HaTorah Kula and Chalom Varayis. And in Shabbos, it's going to potter you up because of Misasik.
But Rashi doesn't believe that the requirement of Misasik is that you have no kavana for the halach.
Right. He's not talking about that. That's not even on the agenda here. He's not even discussing that. He was just wondering, as the Kesef Mishnah before him wondered, why did the Rambam tell me a lesser chiddush and limit the ptur of Misasik and Shabbos to the case of his coming like Bias Atolush? That's not true, he says. That's not at all what the Rambam's mission was. The mission of the Rambam was to show you that in classical Misasik, that means the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, which in the case of Chalom Varayis means that he had Kavana for Bliya, not for Achila, that would be that Ptur of Misasik would be suspended in Kol HaTorah Kula and Bimachai. Now, there's a lot of Torah here in the paragraph that we skipped, Vehine, and what I'm going to try to do, again, very, very superficially, because, again, there's like an hour's work here, just in this paragraph, Vehine, I'm going to try to extract what I think is the main point over here. He comes to the conclusion that if a person has in front of him both Chelev and Shuman, and he intends to eat the Shuman and he ate the Chelev, that should be a case of misasik in kol haTorah kulo. And in this paragraph, Dibra Maskel Vehine, he quotes Rashi, and if you remember in the previous presentation, he identified the Rambam with Rashi, that the classical case of misasik in kol haTorah kulo was where he had two vegetables in front of him. One is heter, because it's tolush, in his mind at least, and the other is mechubar. And he thinks that the parallel case should be chelev and shuman, where he has two objects. He meant to eat the shuman, and he ended up eating the chelev. And again, leaving out the issue of shekeinena for one moment, this would be a case of misasik. But he has a problem with this. What is his problem? Because the Rambam says that if he intended to cut off figs that were growing, that were attached, and instead he cut off grapes, that's niskavim l'te'enim v'chotach anovim, the Rambam says that you are potter in that case. And that's called lo niskavim machshavta. So lefizeh, he wants to say that in the case of chelev and shuman, lechora, that should parallel the case of te'enim v'anovim. In other words, here's what Rabbi Zalman is clearing about back and forth. He has a havamina and he has a maskana. He wants to suggest in the havamina a parallel between chelev and shuman and te'enim and anovim. And he wants to suggest that just like in the case of te'enim and anovim, he's potur, he should be potur in the case of chelev v'shuman. Again, barring the issue of shekeinena. Because again, keep in mind, the Ram wants to present cases of misasek and then tell you, well, if there's hanah, then he's going to be chayev despite the fact that it's misasek. So the question is, why does the Rambam have a very difficult, complicated case of misasek? Why wouldn't chelev and shuman, in the Rambam's frame of reference, be a classical case of misasek? The difference being between kol haTorah kulo, where we apply shekeinena, and Shabbos, where we don't apply the shekeinena. The Rambam himself says, in Shabbos, we apply the principle of misasek if he had kavana for te'enim, and he ended up with anovim. So Rabbi Zalman says, why should chelev and shuman be worse than te'enim v'anovim?
It's the same thing.
Just one second. I hear what you're saying, but I just want to show you how Rabbi Zalman's mind works. You know, again, you have your way of thinking, and it may be the same as Rabbi Zalman, but I'm going to lose my trend here if I don't tell you what Rabbi Zalman says. Rabbi Zalman wants to know, what is the relationship between chelev and shuman? That's the way he formulates the question. And he offers two answers to that question. One is to say that chelev is chelev and shuman is shuman, just like te'enim are te'enim and anovim are anovim. The other way is to say no, that basically what is chelev and what is shuman, they're both the same thing, just that the Torah prohibited chelev and the Torah is matir shuman, but it's all the same. And therefore he says the following. He says that the Rambam was pressed to come up with a case of misasek in kol haTorah kulo and then say that you're chayav despite that because it's shekeinena, and the misasek case would not be a case of chelev and shuman, rather this case of roke, if you remember the complicated case of the Rambam, because chelev and shuman would be considered, and you'll take a look four lines before the end of this paragraph, it's talking about the chelev and shuman havi kiteena zu vechotach teena cheres. And from the perspective of universal misasik, this would not qualify as misasik. It might be the misasik of Shmuel in Hilchas Shabbos of Meleches Machshavos, because lo niskavim machshavta, he got the wrong te'ena. But from a universal perspective, we would have to have something like te'enim and anovim. And he says that what is chelev and shuman? Chelev eino ela shuman ha'asur.
It's like two pieces of meat.
Correct, they're both meat. And one is, you know, I would have said that chelev is a whole different entity. Again, I think if you said, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think, tell me if I'm right, if you sent chelev to the laboratory, you would find a chemically or molecular structure, it's different than shuman, no?
Chelev is the shuman.
It's just the location?
No. Chelev is the shuman of an animal that's usur.
No, but I'm asking. If you put in front of me chelev and shuman, they look identical. Is there no difference between the two? But why do they taste differently? Is there no physical difference between the two? He seems to say that it's all shuman or it's all chelev, just the Torah is matter, this Torah. Therefore, he says it's mimin echad, and therefore it doesn't parallel the case of teinim vanum. So again, I'm just throwing this out because I think if you have the time to analyze this paragraph, I think it's at least an hour's work, but it's very, very fascinating. Okay, Rabbi, so we have a little bit of time for the Prima Gadim. So if everybody could do me a favor now and take out the Prima Gadim, which is called the Rosh Yosef. We want to see how far we can get in the time that we have. So we're going to put away Rabbi Zalman and we're going to pick up the Rosh Yosef. So you have it here, the Rosh Yosef. Very good. And on the bottom left of page Ayin Reish, right? He doesn't want to say Reish Ayin, so he wants to wake you up, as Mitch said. And you'll find a little arrow there, and that arrow tells you where we want to begin. Okay, then I'm just going to... I have it in a slightly larger version because I have it a lot easier to write my notes if I expand the page. Okay, so just give me a second to get myself the right page.
Is there another copy of the Rosh Yosef?
The Rosh Yosef. Do we have another copy? Yes, we do, I think. Take a look. I didn't check all the page numbers. So if you don't mind, photocopying that after the shiur, and I'll get a copy from you because I want to keep another copy for my records. Okay. Now, Rabosai, here's my goal, which sometimes I achieve, sometimes I don't, for the Rosh Yosef, and this obviously is going to have to be, if we really want to achieve this goal, it's going to have to be a post-Sukkos project, because today is our last meeting on Misasek for this month. Although I would be inclined, if I have your go-ahead, to continue with Misasek once we start it and finish it up a little bit after Sukkos. My goal would be to take each paragraph of the Rosh Yosef and summarize the main chiddush of that paragraph. And again, it's a very long presentation, and at some point we may say we got whatever we could out of it, but we squeezed out whatever we need to squeeze out of it. We don't have to go through to the end zone. I don't know. So let's start with the first paragraph. He says the following. Now, just by introduction, the Rosh Yosef seems to be totally oblivious to the case, the scenario that we mentioned time and time again, where he intended to shecht a behemas chulin, and instead it was a behemas kodesh. And why do I say this? Because the Rosh Yosef is going to assume that there is no such thing, which we've been dealing with for such a long time, there's no such animal as misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. It just doesn't exist. Now again, you should challenge me on this. But if you're going to challenge me on this, you have to go through the Rosh Yosef and prove that I'm wrong. You may prove that I'm wrong. I don't know. But from whatever I've been able to in the hours that I put into this Rosh Yosef, and I need three times that amount of time, but whatever time I had, I seem to find that according to Rosh Yosef, there ain't no such thing as Misasek B'Kol HaTorah Kula. It's only a misasik in Shabbos. And that's what he writes here. Hine b'Shabbos yesh beis pturim. There are two pturim, and this is going to create tremendous headaches for the Rosh Yosef. Why do we need two pturim in Shabbos? He's going to ask this question over and over and over again. Aleph, the first ptur is meleches machsheves, and the second ptur is ba. Now you and I know that the ptur of ba is a universal p'tur. It's not a Shabbos p'tur. He assumes that the p'tur of ba is only on Shabbos. And why is that, Rabosai? Why, in the, again, I can't justify this conclusion, but at least I psychologically, I know where he's coming from. Why does he assume that the p'tur of ba, prat l'misasik, has to apply to Shabbos? Because of Shekein Nene. In other words, he doesn't have Behemas Kodshim in front of him. It's not on his radar screen. Now, I don't know why. I mean, he was a very brilliant mind. So he couldn't think of that example, and maybe there are 1,000 other examples. I don't know. But right now, he's assuming that the Svar of Shekein Nene is going to completely, what should I say, neutralize the tour of Misasik of Kolatar Kula. We know that that's not so, but that seems to be his premise. And again, if I'm wrong, then I'll have to go to his kever and ask mechila from him. But you guys are going to have to prove that I'm wrong. Because right now, that's the impression I get over and over again. That the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Godim, is going to be bothered. Why is it? How do we justify that in Shabbos there are two pturim of Misasik? Why do we need two pturim Misasik? Why do we need two sources for Misasik?
Well, Rabbi, it could be that his concept of Ba, I don't need it at all, but it could be that his concept of Ba is the Kola Tura Kula, which includes Shabbos, and it just happens to be that it's neutralized everywhere else, but it's not that it's specifically for Shabbos, rather it really is for Kola Tura.
Right, but the only thing I ask you, Dali, is why is it neutralized in Kola Tura Kula? Is he not aware of the fact that there are certain cases in Kola Tura Kula where he has no Hanor? That's what I'm bewildered about. He seems to deny that such a set exists. It's a non, a null set, we used to call it. Again, I'm probably dating myself. But there are no cases that fit this description of a p'tur misasik in Kol Tar Kula. And therefore, if the Torah says ba, it can't be some sort of theoretical halacha of prat l'misasik. It must be a practical prat l'misasik, which should only apply in Hilchas Shabbos. But why do I need ba in Hilchas Shabbos? I already have Meleches Machshavos. Okay.
Because maybe...
Yeah. Are you trying to answer his question, or...
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's going to work very hard to answer this question, but go ahead, if you want to answer the question. No.
It took him years to get to it, but if you want to do it...
No.
Do it.
Now, that's not what I meant. I did not mean that, you know. Go ahead, Rabbi. We're all
wrong. It's certainly wrong. But in the case of Te'ina Zo B'Te'ina Zo, I have a Maisa Isser, and I have the outcome is I'm getting a Te'ina. So it should be Usser.
It should be Chayv, let's say.
It should be Chayv. Along comes Ba and says it's Putter. Because I want this one and not that one, Bardavka, this specific
right.
one.
And so again, why would I not be able to derive that conclusion from Lechus Machshavos? Because after all, Rabbi, keep in mind, Shmuel was the one who quoted Lechus Machshavos for that exact case where he wanted this Te'ena and he ended up with that Te'ena.
Because of the goal, the act and the goal are the same. The act is a Masa Isser, and the goal is a Te'ena. And I would have thought in that kind of case it would be Mechayev. Along comes Ba and says, no, Dafka, the one that you specifically wanted, is Mechayev.
But again, Shmuel had the same exact scenario you talking about.
Yeah, I said it's wrong.
Alright, so I don't know.
That's
at this
way
point,
I understood Ba in my mind is specific. Don't even deal with it. Go on to
what you want. Yeah. No, I'm not, I don't know what to say.
Just go on.
All right. He says the following. Vehine.
Where's Vehine?
Okay. You know what? Javi, we're not learning the text, okay? I'm only saying Vehine for myself. But you could just listen Valpeh, okay? Because if I was reading the whole text, then Javi, I'd want you to have the place. But I'm just pulling out concepts. I only said the word Vehine because it helps me to focus on the Rosh Yosef. Okay, I have a whole description on the side of my page, I wrote my notes, as to what I think the Rosh Yosef might be saying. Okay, so let's get into Misasik on Shabbos. We know from Rava that the case of Misasik for Shabbos is where he intended to cut Tolush and it turned out to be Mechubar. Okay, then, as far as the Cheft is concerned, is this called Niskaiva Machshavto or is it Lo Niskaiva Machshavto? As far as the Cheft is concerned, meaning, did he cut up the vegetable that he wanted to cut up?
No, he didn't.
He didn't? Again,
he
was mistaken. He thought it was Tolush, but again, he cut up the vegetable. He's got himself a salad. He wanted a salad, and he got a salad. That's called, as far as the Cheft is concerned, Niskaima Machshavto. Again, he had no intention to violate the Isur Shabbos, correct? And he was definitely mistaken in Hilchos Shabbos terms about the identity of the object. But nevertheless, it was Niskaima Machshavto.
Why was it? Is it the same? There's only one vegetable? There's not two.
Right. Right now there's only one vegetable, and he wanted to cut up that vegetable, and in fact he did cut up that vegetable.
That's fine.
Oh, so would he be potter midin meleches machshavos? And the answer is no. He would not be potter. Why? Because he cut up the vegetable that he wanted to cut up. And he's got a cut vegetable. And from the Chefza perspective, that's called Niskaima Machshavta. Therefore, I cannot activate the principle of Meleches Machshavos. How is that going to help the Prima Gadim? Because again, what's the goal of the Prima Gadim? To justify my need for what? But therefore, I need Afilu Hachi, I need to say that even though it was Niskaima Machshavta, and it is Meleches Machshavos, nevertheless, it is Potur Midin Misasik. And why? Because we derive that from the Pasuk Ba. Now all this, as Alan pointed out very well, is according to Tosus. He's got one Yerek in front of him, and he wanted to cut up that Yerek, and he successfully did cut up the Yerek. He violated Melechah Shabbos as a Misasik. This would be a Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, says the Rosh Yosef. Why? Because by process of elimination, I cannot apply the principle of Meleches Machshavos here. Why? Because he was Niskai Machshavto. Right? But why is he put from a Karbon? Because he's lacking what we call a Kavanas Iser. He thought it was Heter. So the Kavanas Heter justifies a breakthrough Ptur of Misasek. That Kavanas Heter, which was a result not of Iyadia in terms of the Halacha, it's not like he didn't know what was Asar on Shabbos or he didn't know today was Shabbos, that would be Shogeg, but he didn't know that what he's doing is what normally you would do to violate the Shabbos. He thought what he's doing, even though he knows it's Shabbos, would be mutter on Shabbos. That creates a new din of misasek that's derived from the pasuk ba, and we could not get away with the ptur of meleches machshavos because niskai machshavto, he cut up the vegetable that he wanted to cut up. That's again according to Tosfos. Comes along Abaye, and this is going to be a major issue for the Rosh Yosef, and he says, no, in that case where he indeed cuts up the vegetable that he wants to cut up, he's not potter, he's not a misasik. And what does Ba come to exclude? According to Abaye, it's got to be niskaving like Bias HaTolush, and the Rosh Yosef is going to spend a lot of time, and he's going to offer three different answers to the question as to why Abaye rejected Rava. Why does Abaye insist that Ba could only exclude a case where his kavana was for Hagba and not the case where his kavana was for Chituch? So again, we're dealing with Misasek of Ba. We're dealing with Niskaima Machshavto, and we're wondering what is the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Why is it that Abaye requires a more radical lo Niskaima Machshavto, so to speak, a more radical misasek, and Rava says, no, I could be mitzamtzem, I could get a more limited kind of misasek. All I need is to say that he thought it was heter. And Abaye says, no, it's not enough to say that he thought it was heter. That still remains a shogeg. When does he cross the lines into misasek, according to Abaye, is when he didn't have any machshava, any intention whatsoever to to this entire maisa, this entire endeavor. Now, if you're interested, there's a word gam here towards the end of the paragraph, which I think should be a new paragraph. Again, when I say I think it should be a new paragraph, I'm not claiming there's a printer's mistake. But I'm just saying, if conceptually our goal here is to break down the chidushim and the main nekudot of the Prima Gadim, I would say that the word gam should begin a new paragraph. And do you have it? You don't have gam.
Where is it?
Okay, I would. I'm dealing with two different printings, so if you find it, you'll find it. If you don't find it, then you'll listen to me. Is that all right? He says gam e yitzur b'shabbos enenem b'lochazu. Here at this point, eight lines from the top on the second side. At this point, the Rosh Yosef asks the following question, and he says that what would happen if Lui Yitzuyer in Shabbos you would have a Shekein Nene? Now again, Rabosai, you got to give him a little bit of rope here, because in my humble opinion there ain't no such thing. Okay, there's no such thing as Shekein Nene in Shabbos, but he's assuming that there might be a Shekein Nene in Shabbos. So let's accept that right now as a munas chachom. There is such a thing as Shekein Nene in Meleches Shabbos. He wants to know, how would that impact on the laws of Misasik? And he says the following. He says that even if you had a case of Shekein Nene, then, I'm sorry, not even, but if you had a scenario of Shekein Nene in Shabbos, which he gives you an example, which I don't understand, but so we have now a Shekein Nene in Shabbos, he says that now, at this point, we're going to need Meleches Machshavos. This is a beautiful, again, if you accept the Metzius, which I don't know what the Metzius is right now, but if you grant him this premise, that there is such a thing as Shekein Nene in Shabbos, then I could justify Meleches Machshavos. Meaning, again, the whole purpose of the Rosh Yosef, this is his agenda for today, is to try to figure out why we need both Ba and Meleches Machshavos in Shabbos. Because he's not willing to say we need Ba for Kol HaTorah Kula. Says the Rosh Yosef, I'm going to show you from both ends that there's a limitation. There are situations which I can't apply. There's situations where I can't apply Ba, there's situations where I can't apply Meleches Machshavos. He starts with the second. Where is it impossible to apply Meleches Machshavos? That's where it's this kind of Machshavos. He cut up the vegetable that he wanted to cut up. He's a very happy guy because he cut it up. Right? So if the Cheftz is the same Cheftz, that makes him into a Miskayim Machshavto, and that's why I justify the need for what? Ba. When do I justify the need for Meleches Machshavos? In a case in Shabbos with a Shekein Nene. Because if in Shabbos I have Shekein Nene, then the Ba is completely knocked out. Because why was it impossible to use Ba for Kol HaTorah Kula? Because Kol HaTorah Kula is Shekein Nene. If Lui Yitzur would be an overlap and Shabbos would now become a Shekein Nene situation, then again I couldn't apply the principle of Ba. Ba would not generate a Ptur of Misasek when there's a Shekein Nene. So therefore, if it's going to be Lonis Kaim Machshavto, but it was Shekein Nene, then I justify Meleches Machshavos. Why? Because it was Lonis Kaim Machshavto. Okay, that brings us to the next paragraph, which in my printing starts with the word vehine. You have that? Or it's not even a separate paragraph in yours?
How does he know that it would, that the Lotus Kaim Machshav would not be annulled as a result of Kainan? Maybe Kainan.
Because once it's not Meleches Machshavos, that's ipso facto a Ptur. It means that in Shabbos, before we even question whether or not the Maisa was done or wasn't done, the first question we have to ask is, did you want that Maisa? And if you didn't want that Maisa, you're not a happy camper, the result on, you know, Tachas Afintish, you know, on the ground, is something that bothers you or certainly doesn't excite you, then that's not even a melacha. Again, this fits very well I always forget who I said this to, so I apologize, but I once said to somebody that Rabbi Kivager holds that Misasek is not considered a malach at all. Why? Because Sabtur Meleches Machshevas. According to Rabbi Kivager, Meleches Machshevas defines a malach. And if it's lacking, if there's an absence of Meleches Machshevas, it's not a malach. If I apply that here, then Shekeinena is irrelevant, because Shekeinena is a Sfara that operates within Torah HaMaisa. Is this your Maisa? Does it relate to you? Does it not relate to you? That has nothing to do with Meleches Machshevas. Meleches Machshevas says if you don't have the Machshava, then you don't have a Melacha. And here, Machshava means I had some sort of an interest and some sort of benefit from it. If I don't get any benefit from it, that's called Lonis Kaima Machshavto. Again, we have to flesh out the cases.
But it could be that the Shekeinen is similar to Psikresha. That it would
again, from his perspective, Psikresha is not going to be relevant. Again, if it's not a Meleches Machshevas, then it's not, you know, Psikresha doesn't bother me one way or the other. Psikresha doesn't bother me because since he has no interest, I mean, again, you could apply Tosas Shita in the Aruch over here. Again, not Rab Chaim, but Tosas Shita the Aruch. I don't want to confuse you. That if it's Lo Nichole, then it's not a Meleches Machshevas, even if it is a Psikresha. So Psikresha becomes irrelevant here. Again, keep in mind, Gedalia, when we talk about Shekeinena, we're always trying to define the relationship between the person and the Maisa. Is this his Maisa? Is it not his Maisa? On the one hand, he wasn't miskaven, he wasn't interested, he was misasek, you know what I mean? He didn't want the maisa, so he did a be'ila, but he had no interest in a be'ila. You know, he's swallowing what he thought was his roke, and he turned out to be swallowing chalev, right? No interest in chalev whatsoever. And yet, you want to tell me he didn't do a maisa? Because he didn't have any intention of doing the maisa? Here's where Shekeinena applies. In Shabbos, there's a much more introductory issue, much more basic issue. There's akdama here. Before you even get to the question of is it his maisa or is it not his maisa, I have to ask you a preliminary question, a preliminary condition that has to be fulfilled. You've got to check off the following box. Did he have a machshava? Did he not have a machshava? And the machshava here is defined by niskaima machshavto or lo niskaima machshavto, meaning did he benefit from it? We're not talking about whether the maisa was his or not. You can have a maisa that's his, 100% his, and in kol tor kuli be chayiv for it, but in Shabbos, you're potter. Why? Because you didn't have a machshava for it. And here, the fact that you were nene is irrelevant. Let's see if we have time to add one little paragraph. Again, in the way I would like to break this down, you should start from Vehine Bekrisus Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. If you find such a thing, yeah? Okay. So here, he introduces a stira between two Rashis. Okay, now last time I looked at this, I was not able to find this Rashi, but I looked again, and I found the Rashi. And not only that, I found that the Marsha raises this question. The Marsha lived about 350 years before the Prima Gadol. 300 years before the Prima Gadol. And he already raised this question. I'm not sure why he doesn't mention the Marsha. He does mention the Tosas Yontif, who also lived about, it's a little younger than the Marsha, but around the same period of time. And if you take a look in Rashi, in Masechta Krisus, you'll find a contradiction in Rashi himself. What is the issue that's now being raised on the table? The issue is the following. The Mishnah in Krisus records a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the word ba. Rabbi Yeshua derives from the word ba, if you happen to recall, we discussed this at great length, that he has to know exactly the nature of his chet. Even if both chatoim, as far as the chi of krisus is concerned, as far as the chi of shogeg and karban are equal, and they're on the same footing, it could be chelev and nosar, it wouldn't make any difference. He's potur because he's not aware of
the chet.
Of the chet. Ashi vadalo bameh. Chata. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Eliezer never accepted that p'tur. He doesn't require she'ivad ha'mameh chata. Limanashach, whether he did this sin or that sin, he's chayav a karba. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word ba? He uses it then for prat lemis asik. And now the issue arises, did Rabbi Yeshua have the concept of prat lemis asik? Meaning, if the goal and the agenda of the Prima Gadim is to try to justify the tour of ba, which only applies in Shabbos, and we already have Meleches Machsheves, it's very important from his perspective to know, is it universally accepted? Did all the Tanoim operate with ba? Did they all have this pasuk of this drush of ba, lim'ute mis'asek? Maybe Rabbi Yeshua did not have it at all. And he finds here on this very question a contradiction between two Rashis. Whereas Rashi in the Mishnah assumes that Rabbi Yeshua derives two conclusions from Ba. One conclusion of Ba is that at the time of the Chet, he has to have a Ba, which means he has to be aware of the Maisa that he's doing. And if he's not aware of the Maisa, then, for example, he doesn't know that he's cutting down Mechubar. In such a case, Ba teaches me, Prat Lemis Asik, that he's Potter. But what happens in a case where he knew he was involved in an Avera, and then he forgot which Avera he violated? That's called Shas Yediyah. Okay, because we're talking about a shogeg now. So as far as the Shas Chet is concerned, we have one Ptur of Ba, which Rabbi Yeshua accepts, and that's the Ptur of Misasik. As far as the Shas Yediyah is concerned, which is the moment that engenders, it triggers off the Chi of Karban Chatas, we need another Yediyah of Ba, and that's Adshi Vada B'meh Chata. Comes out that according to Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf, Yutesam and Alph increases, Rabbi Yeshua derives two conclusions from Ba. He uses one conclusion that refers to the Chet, the actual implementation of the Chet, Prat Lemisase, and another Chiddush of Ba at the Shas Yediyah Sachet, which means the moment that he engenders a Chiv Karban, he has to know exactly Ba, which Chet he violated. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, only accepts one interpretation, one derivation from Ba. Rashi on the Gemara, on the other hand, comes up with an entirely different opinion. And he says that Rabbi Yeshua never had the word Ba. He used the word Ba only exclusively for Achiva de Beza Chet Chata. And therefore, the concept of Misasek, according to Rabbi Yeshua, has only one source. What source is Rabbi Yeshua going to accept? Meleches Machsheves. He doesn't have what? Ba. So the entire endeavor here and the agenda to try to justify both Ba and Meleches Machsheves is not true according to one particular Rashi within the framework of Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to Rashi in the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua never accepted Ba Lim'ute Misasek. All that Rabbi Yeshua has is the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. And therefore, as we'll see in the next paragraph, Shmuel, who interprets the case of Misasek in Shabbos as the case where he ended up with the wrong Te'ena, which means Lo Niskay Machshavto, and Shmuel bases that on the principle of Meleches Machsheves, Shmuel himself will be standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yeshua, and he never accepted Ba. And therefore, I don't have a question, according to Shmuel and his predecessor, Rabbi Yeshua, as to why we need Ba. The question is only relevant according to Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll stop here. I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova. We should have a very meaningful Yom Kippur Mirz Hashem for all of us, for all of Klal Yisrael. And with your permission, unless I change my mind, which I have a tendency of doing, I would really like to do a thorough job on this Prima Gadol. Because we haven't even scratched the surface of this Prima Gadol. If you talk about the two notes that I have on what we did today, I have about five times as much notes on the next few paragraphs of Rosh Yosef. And if we don't get together on this, then I wouldn't say all my work was for naught, because it's good for my own learning, but I want to teach what I learned. Okay. All right? Tomorrow's Shia. I was just talking about those who only come on Mondays. No, on Tuesday. What's today? Wednesday. On Mondays and Wednesdays. So the next Monday shir, I don't know, do you have a calendar for me?
Yes, when does this
yeah, when is it exactly? I don't know. I have to see a calendar. I didn't get a chance to see a calendar. Does anybody have a calendar here?